kingdom of God, I wish more Christians were. What most Christians are concerned about is the kingdom of the cosmos. Now, right here, the kingdom of God takes us again into another 6-month study. We're not going to do it, but it takes us into another 6-month study, and that 6-month study is the battle of the two kingdoms. For all of this is about two kingdoms. One, we have the kingdom of God, and we have the kingdom of Satan. We have the kingdom of light. We have the kingdom of darkness. Just to pick out a few. And the whole thing is the functioning within the two kingdoms. The functioning in the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of darkness, which is called the world. This is all by a performance system. This is by performing, doing, being, working. This one is by grace. God doing it all and you receiving it. People, they're entirely different thinking processes. They're entirely different functioning processes. It is not a matter of some type of epistemological rehabilitation for the Christian. That is not true. It is not a matter of learning a new way to think, learning a new vocabulary. We might as well go to any philosophy or ideology and just learn a whole new philosophy, a whole new ideology, a whole new epistemology. No, people, it's far greater than even that. It's a whole new thing called faith. It's walking and learning to walk by faith, trusting Him. To live in this kingdom, we live by faith. We trust Him. This is what is compatible with grace. To live in the kingdom of Satan, we have the law to direct and to guide. Happiness and peace are determined down here by the law. They are determined by performance. They are determined whether you have an inner happiness, whether you have inner peace. It's by doing, by adjusting to the law, by confining and performing, and all of these things according to the law, according to the performance system of whatever group you are in, whatever group you roam in. But in the kingdom of God, it is grace. It is a happiness. It is a peace that is freely given if it will just be received without trying to mix it with this. It is a happiness that we do not have because we simply don't really trust it. Do not trust that it can come just by God giving it. So we're living in two different places. One is the kingdom of God. The other is the kingdom of Satan, or the kingdom of darkness, or the cosmos. Look at the words in verse 3, what Christ said, cannot. Without the Greek on the board and all of this, just take my word for it, the word means inherent inability. It means if somebody has the ability, this means inherent inability. That means, to be ludicrous, we do not have the inherent ability to what?